Marty, why don't you come and stand in proxy for somebody? For some reason, I felt like a call on you to do that. I'm going to have you all stand in just a moment to pray for Homer. He's having a real test. Had to go to the doctor, the hospital today on a bull or something on his leg and got 3 or 4 pretty, well, I'd say real extreme evil reports. But it sounds, to the extent, it sounds like more of an attack. Because there's been a lot of good things happening around here lately. On Sunday nights. And I think the devil's raging and all that stuff. But so he's going to have an operation Friday, but that's really kind of the least of it. So why don't you just stretch your faith this way. Hallelujah. I need an usher, maybe. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's right. Just felt that wave of glory. That's right. So, Father, I curse this thing. Oh, my goodness. I curse this attack from hell. And I send it back. All the way back to the gates of hell. In Jesus' name, Satan, you desist in this thing. You will not take his life. You will not take any part of his body. In the name of Jesus, I command you in Jesus' name. You foul devil, come off of him. Come out of him. In Jesus' name, you will not. I release power. Oh, I speak life to the sugar content in the name of Jesus and the cholesterol and all those things now in Jesus' name. Normalcy in Jesus' name. Come back now in the name of Jesus. I release life and grace. And I rebuke this assignment in Jesus' name. Stop now in the name of Jesus. Stop now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. I glorify you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you have a need to present before the Lord, you need prayer, just why don't you come and stand and be a good time with the miracle working power of God. Something in your body or presenting something for somebody else. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bele maklaso. Bele makle fraboloklete. Pichkele boko. He says, let me become the vision of your life. Let me begin to describe to you the scenery of your place of advancement in me and in the Father. Catch a pristine view of what it looks like to come where I am. For I desire to visit you personally in ways that you've never known. And though you've heard my voice oftentimes saying, come up higher, often you have failed to let me describe to you that place in its beauty. For I desire to bring you in to a room and into a garden thoroughly furnished. Thoroughly furnished and bring forth the absolute completeness of who you are in me as an individual, saith the Spirit of grace. For as you begin to see me through my eyes, and as I am able to cause you to see yourself in me through my eyes, then am I able to empower you in places that you've never gone. For I desire this more than you know. And I desire to describe this place to you more than you've ever seen, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Clocle. Oh, I exalt you, Jesus. I exalt you. I exalt you, Jesus. I exalt you. I exalt you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's describing a place Sunday of body edification, how that we could minister one to another. And that is so beautiful how we get that. We can give to each other. But the greatest edification of all, must I remind you, is that place on one-on-one, face-to-face with the Holy Ghost. And so what He really wants you to know is this. You change from glory to glory. You really do. But part of Him changing you from glory to glory is to take you to a place where you can see what you're after. If you just wake up in a new world every day and say, I love you, God, and He loves you, and you just say, I want to know you more. That you might not say that, but that's the desire of your heart. He can use that. But what He'll do with that eventually is He'll take you into a place where your prayer life comes online enough that He's able to show you where He's wanting to take you. And usually that's a room He can actually bring you into. He shows it to you not with the mind, because you know God's not. It doesn't say God is a mind, and those who worship Him will worship Him in mind. God is a spirit. So what will come to you, what will be illuminated to you, will be a place almost unutterable, like you can't explain it. But then He'll give you verbs and adjectives and all kinds of stuff later on, something for your mind to wrap around. But He really does change us from glory to glory. So His heart's desire is, wherever you're standing right now, in whatever level of maturity that you're walking in, whatever power that He can flow through your life, the next place that He's wanting to take you to is very attainable. Now, you're not going to step out of where you're at right now and go just blast the world. I mean, all things are possible with God, but it would take an overnight overhaul and a real downloads of peace to withstand the storm, and power and a whole lot of virtue, and He'd have to wash out anything, any of the impurities of the flesh. And I'm not talking about real bad moral kinds of sins. I'm just talking about the last places where hidden things of where you couldn't find love. Lenny crevices where love wasn't there. But the way that He takes you is from glory to glory. But the way that He gets you there is none other than the Holy Spirit. But what He'll do is, if you start and can keep those utterances up. A few weeks ago, He was reminding us about fasting. Now, He prophesied that to remind you about praying in tongues. A whole lot. A whole lot. A whole lot. Hallelujah. Because what He'll do is, in that, He'll describe to you, see, if you just, I want to go get closer to God. Wonderful. I really want to be a part in this revival. Wonderful. Pastor, I want to be a joint that connects. Barbara, you got something. You guys were praying in the Sunday school Sunday, and didn't you get a little vision of almost what you saw in here Sunday? Tell us a little, just tell us real quick, or however can you. I put her on the spot.
No, it was just a picture that He gave us while we were up there praying, and I drew a picture of it. But what I think I'll do is, I've just been impressed to maybe make a poster of it and put it up, because when He gave it to me, as we were praying, it was the church. We saw the church over here, and prayer. I saw the prayer start to go around the church. It was like arrows, and the arrows was prayer, and it was going around the church. And I had a picture of it. And I started to tell you that morning, but I wasn't real sure yet the interpretation of exactly what was happening, you know, and I needed to find out. But after we did what we did, what it really is every joint supplies.
Amen.
Exactly what you said.
Amen.
But here it is. This is the church here.
Yes.
And the prayer was going around. It started about right here, and it went around like that, and it looked like a band around the church. And
hallelujah.
This is a band of prayer.
My God. Can I see that? See, this is confirmation to Sunday right here. I wish you could see this big circle right here. If you were here Sunday, we all got in a circle, and we all signified joints, all of us supplying, receiving from Him, and giving out, receiving and giving out. And this is just amazing what you caught in the Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah.
He said it was a holy moment.
A holy moment.
That's what it was. Mm-hmm. He said, you can call this prayer time a holy moment of what happened in the church.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
But it's a band of prayer. So that's going to be the title of when I draw it out. It's going to be a band of prayer.
A band of prayer.
That's exactly what it is.
Praise God.
Everybody praying for everybody and or different ones. And it's just the prayer that goes around. God's waiting and waiting for everybody to open up their big mouth and start praying and confessing.
Hallelujah.
Well,
amen. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus.
He's just waiting on us to just start proclaiming.
The band of prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's not a machine, and he's not a time clock. So I always do that. I don't always, but I'm really, really, even for my own self, I have to do that so that these hankies don't come out like when you start talking about where I believe he's headed for just a minute. The hankies that say, wait a minute. God's not legalistic. And he's not. Because he's not a machine. He's a father. And he's not a time clock. He's a companion. But let me tell you something that I hear. Sanctified, not fleshly, but sanctified routines and habits are good. Now I need to explain that. If you just wake up in a new world every day and say, okay, God, you just lead me, and whenever we can find the time. If you're highly developed, and you know that He'll lead you into that, that's possible. But I can tell you this. The Holy Spirit works inside. He gets together with you to combat the flesh in routines. And what kind of routines are you talking about? Well, since He's not a machine, and since He'll talk to you like a father, He'll describe to you, if you'll sit down with Him and talk to Him out of fellowship, He'll describe to you the best possible hours of your day. Hour less than an hour, or whatever. He'll describe to you. Now, not every day's the same. But he'll let you look down through a tunnel and see your week and say, okay, usually on that day, I'm preoccupied with this. So you'll give allowance for it. And there may be days you're not able to really spend any time other than you're going forward and going and driving and doing. And there's some precious moments in that. And God can change your life in that. But we're getting closer to the end. And as we get closer to the end, He wants you as an individual to find out from Him what He's asking from you. Not from me, but from you, to change and go from glory to glory to glory. In this band of prayer, every one of us is an individual, and every one of us has different time schedules. But what I'm saying, or what He's saying, is this. If you'll locate those hours and say, okay, that time is better for me in the morning hours. Or I have to do mine in the morning at Some of you can't, or some of you, the only way you can is to get up earlier. You say, well, I'd be missing a lot of sleep. Not if you go to bed earlier. Don't watch that last program. But some of you, that's your body clock. You can do, see, if I open the Bible up past 9 o'clock, that's like NyQuil for me. I might as well just, you know, that's a good night's sleep for me. Mine's way before the sunlight. That's what I like. But yours is different. But whatever it is, understand this. The Holy Spirit will come to you and He'll, and listen, you'll get an idea of how much. He'll tell you how much it takes for Him to take you to the next glory, the next part of glory. Now, I can describe this to you, but I can't take you there. All I can say is to try to detach you from a sense of legalism is whatever He tells you, you can look and you can even kind of get an idea on a cumulative basis of how much per week you should be spending. But don't let any of that become legalism to you. How much on a daily? And there are some days you'll get a longer and some days shorter and some days maybe very little at all. But the Holy Spirit will speak to you and He'll describe. Now, this is the part I said He'll try to detach you away from legalism. Use your mind as a consciousness of making the appointment. But let it be soft. Let it be a soft count in the mind. A soft count as far as what you're watching out for. It's like, did I? Let your spirit, that inward man, congratulate you on a weekly basis. Or if something on the inside says, okay, I kind of need to step it up. I haven't been counting. Don't get in a habit of counting. Let your attaining to the clock be the soft part of you. In other words, don't try to watch it so much. Although you'll get instruction and say, okay, well, I'm going to start at this hour. And I'm going to do my best to spend, if He's telling me 30 minutes or 45. Okay, but if I feel released before then don't count. But listen. Routines like that are the kind that He can come in and He can help fight off the flesh, because what will happen is the enemy will devour your days. Now that's just truth. You say, Pastor, I can't find a scripture for setting time. No, but listen. If I ask you how many believe you believe you're living right now where you should, I mean, even if it's temporarily, most of you'd say, well, I believe I'm living where the Holy Ghost put me. Find your street address in that scripture. You can't. If I said, how many of you believe you're married to the right person right now? I hope none of you have raised your hand and said, no, no. I'd say find their name in that scripture. You can't. But I can tell you, I can find the principles to tell you. Listen, the Holy Spirit works in you looking at your day way before you get there and say, okay. And if it doesn't work out, He's a father, not a machine. He's a father, not a time clock. But you do need to set aside and say, this is my hours that I need to be spending, or this is my time that I need to be spending. Hallelujah. That's an admonition from the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Why? Because the more that you pray in tongues, the more you pray in tongues, the more that He's going to be describing to you that place where you need to be going. It's like, I see it. And then somebody said, well, how do you know when you get there? That's the other thing. I mean, You should go into God in increments. How do you know, Pastor? Because, a number of ways. The number one way is peace, a solidifying peace. The Word says in Ephesians, let your feet be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. That's not just talking about the gospel of the cross. It's the entire gospel of the peace of God. I had the Amplified Bible. I like Colossians 3:15. It says, let peace act as an umpire, settling with finality all questions. And here's the question. God where's this next place? And if I keep listening to you, if God says, okay, keep this routine, stay on this place, the illumination of the next place of His glory for your life, change, it's edification, it's a place where you say, you don't have to have anybody affirm it, but you can just say inside of me, there is something, I'm weightier in God. Something has happened. There's been a character shift on the inside of me. And how do you know that? The way that you know that, the way that you come through a fast or a seeking time or just on your daily ongoing and you say, I'm stepping over into a place, and there should be those crowning places where the Holy Spirit whispers on the inside of you, there has been change. What solidifies that is the whisper of peace. It's peace. It's that foundation of peace. It's something on the inside that says, I'm going from glory to glory to glory. Because you should be able to see those things. Because that gives you the aspiration to say, God, I see it. Mostly of what you'll see is love. Mostly those rooms that you're seeing in the Spirit where the Holy Spirit is wooing you and saying, come on, come to this place. Mostly of what you'll see is the foundation of love. And how many are glad for it? Hallelujah. Father, we just love you tonight. You're so wonderful. You're so wonderful, Jesus. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your great love. Thank you for ministering to us. Jesus. You're so sweet. You're so sweet, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.